There was an unusual moment of bipartisanship in the U.S. Senate yesterday. Senators from both sides of the aisle came together to support a resolution to get the U.S. out of the war in Yemen by stopping U.S. military support for Saudi Arabia. When the resolution first came to the Senate floor in March, it tanked. But yesterday, a different story.
Let me thank all of the people at the grassroots level throughout our country who helped us today win a major vote on the path toward ending U.S. involvement in the war in Yemen.
Independent Bernie Sanders there celebrating the 63-37 vote. It was a big win because most Republicans normally favor President Trump, the military, and Saudi Arabia.
I changed my mind because I'm f***ed.
That's Republican Lindsey Graham getting mad. Like most of his colleagues, Graham says he wanted to tell Trump and the Saudis that the Senate wants transparency about the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. We wanted to know what some Yemenis think of the vote.
It's great if the United States will stop its weapon sales to Saudi Arabia, because this will save the life of hundreds, if not millions, of Yemenis.
Hussein Abulkadi is a journalist in the Yemeni capital, Sana'a. It's a frequent target of Saudi airstrikes. He's a little skeptical about the Senate vote. He calls it a publicity stunt.
The deals that has been struck between the United States and Saudi Arabia during the war in Yemen is the largest deal in U.S. history. We have seen the White House statement about the killing of journalist Khashoggi. It's all about money. We in Yemen make joke about it, that he can milk the Saudi cow more and more and more.
People in other parts of Yemen blame the war not on the Saudis, but the Houthi rebels. And they want the U.S. to stay in the war to help Saudi Arabia get rid of the Houthis. And then there are voices like this from Suha al-Ahmad in southern Yemen.
Maybe it will not stop the war totally, but at least there will be a hope for peace. After years of war, we are tired, we lost a lot, and stopping the military support may open a door for peace.
A hopeful moment yesterday in Washington for Yemen. We've been following the story of the Yemen war since it started, and we'll stay on it. You can read all our Yemen coverage at theworld.org.